Hello and welcome to episode number 10 of the Eggers Gallery Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Eggers. Our show recognizes and celebrates visual artists who exhibit their art at the Eggers Gallery. For more information about the artists or the gallery, please visit eggersgallery.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Today's interview is with visual artist Nicole Ferran. Now let's take a peek inside the artist's studio.
Hi, I'm Nicole Ferran. I am a Canadian artist who's been living in the States since 2006. I got my MFA from University of Cincinnati. Since then, I've been teaching in Texas, and I recently moved to Tennessee to be the chair of Middle State Tennessee University's Department of Art and Design.
Excellent. Well, we'd like to thank you for exhibiting with the Eggers Gallery in the Forest Show. And our first question for the podcast is, how is your personality reflected in your work?
I tend to look at two sides of things at all times. When I look at a tree or I look at a forest, I see growth, but I also see destruction. And given what the climate is and all of the dangers that we're facing through climate change, I also look at potentials for disaster when I look at forests.
What influences your art, or where do your ideas come from?
I'm very influenced by current political events and also what is going on with the environment. In particular, I was influenced with my piece Spitfire by the forest fires that were raging in northern Alberta and BC, and also throughout the states. And every year, every summer, you just hear reports and you start to see the smoke rising.
You might have kind of answered it there, but could you describe a real-life situation that inspired a specific piece of artwork that you created?
Specifically was referencing the Fort McMurray fire that happened last year, where hundreds of homes and actually thousands of people were displaced. The entire city was basically burnt completely down. The firefighters couldn't fight it at that point. They just had to let the fire completely burn.
What makes art good to you?
It is interesting, and if it is surprising, if it causes a reaction, it doesn't have to be pretty, it doesn't have to be aesthetically pleasing. People may not like certain textures, but if it causes them to think, then I consider it a successful piece.
How do you go about starting a new work?
Often it happens very instinctively. I tend to just react to what I have around me. So I collect things and tools. I like to use recycled surfaces. So I might not know when I'm going to use it, but it'll be kicking around, and then one day I'll just pick it up and I'll start to work.
And how would you say your practice has changed over time?
Well, I was trained as a traditional printmaker. When I moved to Texas, very limited studios. And so I had to really teach myself how to print with non-toxic materials. And so I ended up learning a lot more about my craft, and it became really important for me to really work with reclaimed surfaces and eco-friendly materials. And it really changed how I look at the production of artwork.
And what are your future goals as an artist?
I'm hoping to create more of an impact in terms of how institutions order supplies so that there is more of an emphasis on being environmentally friendly, creating a consciousness amongst the students that I work with that what they do can make an impact on the environment, and to try and emphasize less waste and more reuse.
Where do you go to find calls for artists or artist opportunities?
Well, I often go online, so I'm a member of several associations. I sometimes get invited by curators. It's kind of a mixed bag.
Do you know specifically the sites that you go to?
I often look at CAA.
Where do you have the most success selling your art? Would it be in local galleries, certain websites, art fairs?
I would say probably through galleries. Never really been my emphasis to kind of sell my work. I mean, it's always kind of like a nice perk, but I've really just been more interested in showing. So a lot of my work is temporal in nature, where it's not necessarily archival materials, especially since I'm working on reclaimed surfaces a lot of the times, or like, so some of like the cardboards I might use might have acid in it. So I'm not really sure how the ink will react over time. And so it's hard for me to put it up for sale when I don't know what this person is going to end up with in 10 years.
Could you take us on a virtual tour of your studio? What's your daily routine, your daily rituals when you're creating artwork?
Oh, my goodness. I just moved, so my studio is a bunch of soggy-looking boxes because of pipe earth. There's snails in my art supplies right now. Like, there's actually snails. It's kind of awful. But normally I would have, like, a wall where I have kind of inspirations tacked up, and they'd be coming from all sorts of things. And I would have my organized piles of where I understand where everything is, but everyone else would assume that I'm just, like, a psychotic hoarder.
Do you prefer your studio to be at your home, or do you prefer it outside?
I like it to be in my house because I never really know when I'm going to get time to work, because I'm a mom, and so you kind of have to work around that. But also, then I can kind of control my space a little bit more. I don't have to be conscientious of cleaning up after myself like I would if I was in, like, a cooperative space or a shared studio. I can be messy.
Do you prefer to work in the mornings, the evenings?
I prefer to work in the evenings. I am not a morning person.
What would we hear if we walked into your studio? Do you have the TV on, a certain genre of music? What would we hear?
I like listening to podcasts and comedy shows while I work, or else I listen to white noise. Like, I have a white noise app on my phone, and I just will, like, have, like, waves. It's apparently very annoying for others, but I like it.
What's the best tip you could give another artist?
Have a huge ego. You're going to get rejected a lot, and it's okay.
Where can people go to find out more about your work?
Portfolio website, it's nicoleforan.blogspot.com. So it's kind of just like an unofficial site while I'm kind of building a more professional site. But I like it because I can update it as soon as I've made something. So it's kind of a scattered, just things get stuck up there in kind of a haphazard fashion, but I'm able to at least put my work up and I can look at it and see what it would look like on a screen.
Well, Nicole, we'd like to thank you once again for showing at the Forest Show. The Eggers Gallery looks forward to your future endeavors.
Thank you. Thank you for including my work. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
The Eggers Gallery would like to thank all of the participating artists in the Forest Show. Those include Chaz Martin, CJ Elsick, Jamie Rodriguez, Julie Guerrero, Maya Cereda, Mark Lavitelli, Mauricio Pazviola, Nicole Ferran, and Robert Mullinex. For more information, please visit theeggersgallery.com. Thank you for joining us on our peek inside the artist studio.